It's Karen and intern Anthony saying good morning to...
Nicole is ready to try to beat you for $1,000 in Can't Beat Karen.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Happy Friday. Where are you calling from?
Happy Friday. I'm actually in Lake Opakon.
Okay.
All right. How's the lake look right now?
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful. I know, right?
All right, Karen, you can get out.
All right. Good luck, Nicole.
And there she goes. Headed out the new 102.7 studio doors. Karen is gone. $1,000 hanging in the balance. Nicole, tell everybody what game you're playing.
Can't beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay.
You got to get more correct than Karen to win. Number one, not only did she just get married, but on the Disney show Wizards of Waverly Place, she was just killed off. Who's that actress?
Oh. Selena Gomez?
Equinox is an expensive and very elite blank in New York City. Is it a gas station or gym?
Oh, a gym.
Which Kardashian or Jenner family member just revealed a platinum blonde hair transformation? Was it Kris Jenner or Rob Kardashian?
Kris Jenner.
What app's logo is a music note? 3 seconds.
Apple Play?
Hilaria was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. Who's her famous husband?
Alec Baldwin.
Very good. Nicole, you got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Do not tell her your score. Help me get her in here.
All right, Karen, you can come back.
Karen!
Come back.
Welcome back to the studio, Karen. There's $1,000 hanging in the balance. Nicole's got to get more correct to win the game. Karen didn't hear anything that just happened. Karen, number one, not only did she just get married, but on the Disney show Wizards of Waverly Place, her character was just killed off.
Oh, no.
Who's that person?
Selena Gomez?
It's Selena Gomez. Yeah, you got a point for that one. Nicole did, too. Everybody's shocked because Disney Channel shows usually don't kill off characters.
Right. That's so bizarre.
Equinox is an expensive and very elite blank in New York City. Is it a gas station or a gym?
Gym.
Yes, it is. Everybody got a point. Which Kardashian or Jenner family member just revealed a platinum blonde hair transformation? Was it Kris Jenner or Rob Kardashian?
It was Kris Jenner.
Everybody gets a point again. We're tied. What app's logo is a music note?
TikTok.
TikTok. I would have also accepted Apple Music.
I was going to say, that's what came to my head first, and then I'm like, no.
Either one would have been correct. Nicole said Apple Play. That wasn't it. Hilaria. At least you're laughing at it. Hilaria was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. Who's her famous husband?
Alec Baldwin.
It is Alec Baldwin. Karen gets a point. Nicole does as well. Nicole fought hard and got 4 out of 5 correct, but Karen walks away from the game with 5 out of 5.
Nicole,
in
Lake Opakon, you did fantastic this morning. You should be proud of yourself. And
Thank you
got a pair of tickets to see Doja Cat. Tour Mavi World Tour is coming to Madison Square Garden December 1st.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you got an official Campy Karen mug, too.
Thanks so much, Karen.
All right, Nicole, there's one more thing you got to admit to the Tri-State.
I played Karen, but I can't beat Karen.
You did fantastic. Have a great Friday.
You too. Happy Friday.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time then.
I'm blown off today. We're trying to help out Sue Ann. So Sue Ann and Craig went on 4 dates. She thinks maybe in the end he didn't like the fact that she was older, but she's only 5 years older. To me, that's like basically the same age, right? So
when you factor in daylight savings?
Stop. We're going to offer Craig a date. Another one.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. We're looking for Craig.
Who's speaking?
Hi, Craig. This is Karen and intern Anthony from New 102.7 Radio here in New York. And you're on the radio with us because you won a prize. If you have a second, we'd love to tell you what that is.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Craig, we want to set you up on a date with a woman that you've been ghosting after 4 dates. Her name is Sue Ann, and she has no idea what happened to you.
Oh, God.
We want to send you out, and we'll pay for date number 5.
I'm going to pass on that.
How come, Craig? Yeah. She seems like such a lovely person.
Here's the thing, though. She's not quite my type.
Okay, is it because she's a little bit older?
No. I'm actually into older women. Oh. But she's got this thing. It's kind of funny, actually. She's got a turkey neck.
Do you mean like loose skin under the neck?
It's so bad
Craig.
That when she talks, it gobbles.
Come on,
Craig. Are you kidding me? I have a turkey neck? Are you f-ing serious?
So Sue Ann's here, Craig.
I can't believe you would say that. You know, oh my God.
Awesome.
That's pretty cruel, Craig. I mean, sometimes when...
Nope.
Get him off the phone right now.
Yeah, bye.
Oh.
What an ass.
You know what, Sue Ann? He's a loser.
I am just so self-conscious about my looks already because of my age.
Oh, the fact that
he just said that on air, oh my God.
First of all, nobody with any class or couth would say something like that or even notice it, okay? He's just gross. Throw your shoulders back and you own the world, girl. Seriously, come on.
I'm sorry.
This loser try to take that anything away from you.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, I appreciate you guys stepping in.
See, you never have to wonder about this again.
Absolutely not.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.